Hi, and welcome to thedigitaltrekker.com. I'm Matt Brandon, and this is Depth of Field. Depth of Field gives you, the listener, a chance to look behind the scenes at the lives of working photographers. Over this series, we hope to give you a glimpse as to what it takes to succeed in the world of photography. This is part two of a two-part interview I did with Gavin Goff, a British travel photographer based out of Bangkok, Thailand. I hope you enjoy it.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening right now. You just finished the photo walk. How'd that go?
The photo walk was good. We had talking about the amount of interest there is in this part of the world for photography. Last year we had one photo walk in Bangkok. This year we had six in Bangkok and three in Chinatown. So we all met up afterwards. There's a lot of local photographers there, which is always really good.
Now wait, you had six. Now, you didn't do all of these.
No,
you did,
gracious.
Just did one, right? And then,
gracious, yeah. I like Scott Kelby, but I don't like him that much. Okay. So there were six walks organized. They all set off at 4 p.m., I think, and three of us met up at a fish restaurant in Chinatown afterwards. So it's nice. I mean, it's a good networking opportunity, if you want to look at it like that. But equally, it's just a nice chance to get out and take some photographs in a relaxed manner. And it's just nice to be wandering around with people who have enthusiasms. For similar things. So, yeah, I enjoy that.
Okay. What else is happening with you?
What else is happening? We've got, it's been really busy, actually, the last few months. We've just finished several weeks of photo classes. So that's finished. I've finished writing a number of articles for magazines and different bits and pieces, so that's good.
Yeah, I've been seeing you a lot in Digital Photographer, and are there other magazines you're getting published in?
Yeah, a few. Yeah, there's mostly UK magazines, so if anyone listening is in the UK, they might see pictures in magazines like Photo Plus and Digital Camera and all those kind of photographic magazines, so that's good. I'm quite excited about it. We've just started collaborating with a writer. There's a writer in town, and she and I are going to link up and start contributing articles of words and pictures together. So we have a similar outlook, similar interests and things, and I think being able to combine resources and combine, experience, networks, all those things is always good. So I'm always a big fan of collaborating, and I'm really hopeful that that's going to do well. We've got a trip to Bhutan in September. So we've got a couple of weeks photographing the autumn festivals there. We have a group of, I think there are 10 of us.
Is that all full?
It is full, although, interestingly, I'm not sure when you're going to post this on your blog, but if it's soon, then there's one cancelled ticket, not through me, but through the agent we're using. They've got one cancelled ticket from Bangkok. So if anybody wants to come, then it's September the 23rd, and we'll find room for them on our tour. But that's going to be great. I mean, it's just such a lovely place to photograph. They're so friendly. It's so colourful. And I was really pleased with the pictures I came back with last year. So
Yeah, so was I. Those were gorgeous.
You flatterer, you. That's very kind of you. But, it's just a lovely place to photograph, Matt. And so I'm really, really looking forward to going back there. And it's nice to travel with a group of enthusiastic photographers, which I know we have. So that's going to be a nice experience, I think.
One of these days, I'd love to go shoot Bhutan with you.
We must. We really must, actually. We'll invite that David guy and see if he's free, although I understand he does a lot of book signings these days.
Yeah, exactly. He's way too busy for us lowlifes.
He's in another league now, I think. He'll be doing something with, Joe McNally on a fantastic island somewhere, no doubt.
Right.
Anyway, we'll
make
do with Bhutan. With lights. Yeah, lots of lights. So there's that, and I know you guys have got your Lumen Day tour in September, and I'm hoping to meet up with you in Delhi for a couple of days. So that'll be nice. I haven't seen you for a few months, so it'd be nice to meet up, catch up.
After this interview, I don't know if David's going to want to be around, though. So he may not want to talk to either one of us.
Oh, he won't be listening to this. We're quite safe.
Oh, thanks.
He's too busy. He's too busy to do things like this, Matt, really. I think he has somebody who listens to stuff like this for him now.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Yeah. He has an official listener.
Oh, bless him. Mm-hmm. Bless him. He knows we love him, and it's all meant with great affection.
Okay. So, anyway, hey, have you ever thought about doing any books? Are you interested in doing books?
Well, I have a passion, as my other passion, as you know, is not, I've one passion for photography, but I have a passion for tea. And I've had for some time this idea in my head that I'd love to do a kind of a world book on tea, photographing from plantations in China and Sri Lanka and places, following right through the process and ending up in the lovely tea shops in Manhattan and in England and various places in Europe and things. So I'm starting work on that. I'm shooting some material for that next week, in fact. And I'm learning about Japanese tea ceremonies and things like that. So I'm very enthusiastic about that. So I'm hoping that will come off. And if it doesn't come off, I might just do it anyway, just for my own pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be nice. Other than that...
Get a lot of tea that way.
Yeah, well, exactly, if nothing else, which is always a good thing. But no, so nothing other than that. But I think that would be quite a significant project on its own. So that will keep me going.
Well, great. I hope to see it. I'm serious. I think it's a great idea, and I'd love to see that come to fruition.
Yeah, so would I. I think it's one of those things that you know, you have kind of your one project that really would mean quite a lot to you. And I know it seems very strange that mine would be about tea, but there it is. I can't do anything about it. That's the truth of it.
You're an Englishman.
I'm sitting here pouring out a very nice pot of Lapsang Souchong as we speak, actually. So,
well, there you go.
I bet you're jealous.
Absolutely. Whatever Lapsang Souchong is, yes. I assume it's tea, so
yeah.
I am extremely jealous. So as I'm drinking my Starbucks coffee, actually it's Pete's, it's not Starbucks, but
okay.
Anyway.
Good.
Hey, read any good books lately? I know you've been flipping through War of Art. Yeah. What do you think about that?
That came via you, actually, and via David, I know, but I picked up I couldn't get the book locally, so I got the audio book online,
mm-hmm.
and I really like it. I mean, I think it's one of the things that is difficult when you start to work as a freelance, when you start to work on your own. And for me, he really kind of hits the nail on the head. And he talks a lot about resistance and how, you know, he kind of personifies it, really, or maybe personifies is the wrong word, but he kind of gives it a name anyway, mm-hmm. and says that this strange thing that can stop you fulfilling your dreams, but certainly can stop you working as well as you might want to be working is resistance, and this is how it presents itself, and these are the problems that it might cause you, and more importantly, these are some strategies you might employ to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I imagine for a lot of people who either are working on their own or working to their own schedule, their own deadlines, creating their own kind of work program. That kind of thing can be a problem. So I've found it really useful, and I've enjoyed it. And I'm listening to it for the second time through now, mm-hmm. so which is something of a rarity.
I think my favorite chapter in that is the one on being a professional.
And yeah.
It was like lights went on. You know.
Yeah.
I love the way he describes the professional is the guy that does his work because he has to do his work. He's disciplined. He has to go to work. He has to show up, because if he doesn't show up, he's going to be fired, or he has to show up because people are depending on him. The day has so many hours and he's there, and a professional then can leave his work and say, okay, work is over now, you know? And the amateur is, they take their identity from from this. Like, I am a photographer, you know?
No, I agree. And I think that chapter is a really important one, and he does nail it. And do you remember the analogy he uses with the Marines? So he just talks about the Marines and how the Marines know that they eat the worst food, that they get the poorest accommodation, that they have perhaps the highest fatality rate, that they have the highest expectations, but that they love all of that because they love being Marines and they love being that professional. So they relish the
tough
things.
It's like a badge of honor.
Kind of, yeah, but they relish the bad things about being a Marine as much as they relish the good things, the prestige that comes with it, and that kind of sense of fulfillment, I guess. Goodness knows I'm a long way from ever being a Marine, but I imagine.
Yeah.
And being a photographer is a long way from being a Marine as well. There's no question, but I think there are...
Carrying a lot of gear, though.
Carrying a lot of gear, eating really poor food.
Yeah. Traveling long distances.
If there's any Marines listening to this, they'd be swearing so much at us now, you know that.
Marines don't swear? What are you talking about?
Yeah, sorry, of course, God-fearing people that they are.
They say, gosh, I can't believe they said that.
That's almost Golly. Exactly what they'll be saying. Golly gosh. But there's what he was saying in there made a lot of sense to me, is that I guess, simply put, you have to be enjoying the tough times as much as the rewarding times and the nice things, and you have to be able to get up in the morning when you don't feel like doing your job, but go, well, this is this is what I do. This is my job, and no one else is going to do this for me today, and no one is going to tell me off if I don't do it. So I've got to deal with it myself.
Yeah. I think that was his point. What I meant by that was that it still is a job. It's not.
Sure.
You know it. And whereas the if I had the book in front of me, I could go to that chapter. Yeah, it's definitely an eye-opening chapter, and the whole book has been really helpful for me too. And I think we can say right now that if you're a creative person, this is a must-read for you.
Definitely. No exaggeration. It's made in just a few days of reading it. It's made a difference in how I approach my work. And how I approach my day, just how I schedule my day and what I'm doing through the course of a day.
Yeah, likewise. So
I'd really recommend it. And I'd just like to point out, neither Matt or I are on commission from Stephen Pressfield.
Well, you're not.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, well,
really?
You know, I mean, we've had a talk. Stephen and I,
Twitter brings people together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you're a strange man, Mr. Brandon.
Oh, yes. That's takes one to know one, as we used to say.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey, in closing, and I need to close because my wife is yelling at me downstairs.
Of course.
And how do people get a hold of you? And someone actually listens to this in its entirety, they would like to reach you, how do they do that?
Well, yeah, for anybody that fell asleep earlier on and has just woken up at this point, I'd like to congratulate you for getting this far. You can reach me through my website, which is www.gavingough, and that's GavinGough.com. And you'll find links in there to workshops and Lightroom tutorials and to various trips and also to my portfolio. And that's where you'll find me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Gavin, and hope to see you in a couple of weeks. Maybe run into you in Thailand. If not, we'll see you in September.
Well, that would be nice. I'll look forward to it. And thank you for inviting me along, Matt. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, that sounds like a song, doesn't it? See you in September. Okay.
I always like it when you finish our conversations with a song. I always know that's my cue to leave.
Goodbye, Gavin.
Cheers, Matt.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this rather unorthodox and casual interview with Gavin Gough, my good friend who's a travel photographer based out of Bangkok, Thailand. Be sure to drop by Gavin's website. Again, that's gavingough.com, and check out all of his great images and a really insightful blog as well. And be sure to drop back by here on thedigitaltracker.com for more Depth of Field.